From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Nearly half of China's cabinet is in Washington this week for a new round of trade talks. U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson opened the two-day meeting this morning with a warning about growing skepticism on both sides. China's Vice Premier Wu Yi, in her opening remarks, said that politicizing differences over trade would make matters worse. Last year, the U.S. trade deficit with China hit a record $233 billion. And we wondered, just how did we get to this point? So we're putting that question to Pietro Rivoli, who's the author of The Travels of a T-Shirt in the Global Economy and professor of business at Georgetown University. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
What are we buying from China?
Well, we are buying the traditional things that we've bought for many years, low-tech goods such as toys, shoes, apparel. But as all China watchers know, China's also been moving up the technological value chain into higher and higher level products like electronics. We now see, of course, a lot of computers, televisions, and so forth, cameras. And I think most people who watch China expect China to continue to move up the value chain.
Now, explain to us why it is so important to so many people who are concerned about the trade deficit with China, how China values its currency.
China basically has fixed the value of its currency. If you look at the euro or the yen or the dollar, these are market-based currencies that float. An alternative way to manage the currency is actually to lock it in place. And so the problem that many in Congress see is that this is artificial manipulation of the currency.
But the complaint is that because they undervalue their currency, all of those things that we're buying from them actually enter our market cheaper, and they sell cheaper than they would if their currency were properly valued.
That's exactly right.
On the other hand, the Chinese hold a great deal of American Treasury notes. No, I mean, these are big consumers of our debt.
And that is the flip side of the coin. It's very difficult to paint a picture that says that the undervalued currency is necessarily bad for America. There's no doubt that it affects certain sectors some of the time, but it's a complicated picture. It is, however, an undervalued currency. I think most economists would agree on that.
Well, in the current trade negotiations, what do China and the U.S. want to see happen?
That's an interesting question because, you know, the U.S. is not a single entity. Members of Congress will mostly point to this question of currency. They would say that we want the currency to be liberalized. We want it to be allowed to float upwards. Other people in the United States are more concerned with intellectual property rules and piracy. I think on the Chinese side, the Chinese are often befuddled by our political process. They're especially befuddled by the power of the Congress. Our Constitution actually gives the U.S. Congress the right to regulate foreign trade. This is mystifying to the Chinese.
Since it isn't the Congress that comes to negotiate the trade agreements
with them. That's exactly right. And so the idea that there are these hundreds of representatives under this dome on Capitol Hill and that somehow we have to answer to these folks is still mystifying. So I think China would like to cut through some of that. And they, I think, in particular, feel bullied by the United States, and they'd like to feel a little bit less bullied and be able to reform and open their economy at their pace, not ours.
Well, Professor Rivoli, thank you very much for talking with us today. Professor Pietro Rivoli of Georgetown University, the author, by the way, of the book The Travels of a T-Shirt in the Global Economy.